Hello friends, the tens on duty today are Ida 4 and German 3. We're going to be reading the first verse from Bala Sulam. You should know that there are many sparks of holiness in each one in the group. And when you assemble all the sparks of holiness to one place, as brothers with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high level of holiness for a while from the light of life.
Buongiorno amici. Domande di workshop. Come trasformiamo la nostra scintilla?
Good morning, friends. A question for an active workshop. How will we gather our sparks into one big flame during the lesson? Once again, how will we gather our sparks into one big flame during the lesson? Again, how do we gather our sparks into one big flame during the lesson? Active workshop. As we sit and brethren sitting in love and unity, when we're coming now in great joy to study how to love, how to resemble the Creator, how to take upon ourselves the quality of bestowal, which is an immense, huge thing, truly superior above our nature. And we are an immense, wonderful group. Just like Rav said, that since the beginning of humanity, never has there been such a group with such forces. So there's wind in our sails and our face is facing forward, praying.
The Creator is the one who gathers us, who brought us to the lesson, who ignited our spark, and also the one who connects us together. On our part, we have to help each other increase the yearning that was given to us and exert in annulment, thinking of the friends instead of myself, and incorporating.
We have external actions, illumination from this event, and we have to project importance and the inner work towards one another, so that we will try to be in prayer for the ten and through us to the whole world, Kli, and from there to the whole world, and we'll be in that to adhesion, in adhesion to bring him contentment.
That's a good question. We have to try to follow the friends and work for them and through them to the Creator.
Yes, I agree with you. We have to follow the friends. That's the most important thing. That's where everything exists. All the sparks, we just need to collect them.
Together always wins. We mustn't forget to ask to cling to him and each time add a gram of joy.
First of all, in some kind of nullification and subjugation. As thanks to this, there will be some form of intention above the personal desire and towards the direction of unity where we feel some perfection, some one heart, some unification.
Yeah, that we'll try to enter the lesson as one unit, as a ten, and think of all the friends in the world, Kli, as one Kli, that we want the Creator to dwell between us, that all the friends will now draw the light that reforms as we enter the lesson.
Should ask the Creator to help us.
Relik et kol ha mitzvot ale mitkhatkhila
for him to ignite all the, he ignited all these sparks to start with, so help, he should help us collect them. Everyone came and brought their bodies, even their hearts. Let him now collect it all in, to one heart, in one flame.
We'll read a second source excerpt. Rabash says, at the end of the day, this is a group of people who have gathered in a certain place under a certain leader to be together. With superhuman courage, they face up to all those who rise up against them. Indeed, they are brave men with a strong spirit, and they are determined not to retreat one inch. They are first-class fighters, fighting the war against the inclination to their last drop of blood. And their only wish is to win the battle for the glory of His name. Italy 4.
Frage für den aktiven Workshop. Wofür kämpfen wir und wie?
A question for an active workshop, number 2. What are we fighting for and how? What are we fighting for and how? Active workshop.
מלחמה, כמו שהוא כתב, קראנו אתמול את כל האגרת הזאת, האמת טובה.
Well, we actually read this whole letter yesterday, so it's nice that we are now getting back to it. To win the battle for the sake of the glory of His name, that the war is for the singularity of the Creator, that we want none else besides Him, good that does good, to be our life. That's internally, and our weapon is the prayer. And externally, too, we fight to blow up the iron wall that stands between us and the wisdom of Kabbalah.
You could say, by some means, we're battling against the Creator who created in us the will to receive, and we're asking from Him the desire to bestow.
We fight to reach the purpose of creation.
For spirituality, for the spirituality of the friends.
To have the love of others and be more important than myself, the love of the Creator.
We're fighting so that things that are heard in the world as slogans like the glory of the Creator, contentment to the Creator, will live and evoke the truth of life in everyone, without any exceptions, for us and for us to have the privilege to pass it on as a 10, as a unit.
We fight in the war of the inclination. Everyone needs to overcome himself and put the goal in the group as above himself. All of those against all those depictions that the external environment gives you, and to always be above that in your inclination to unite.
We're fighting to become rags so we'll be able to pray correctly to the Creator.
Sometimes I feel that we fight because we have no choice. We we don't agree to stay. We have this desire, the point in the heart. We fight to reconnect the points and bring them back to the root. Otherwise, it's unbearable. How? Together. Only together.
Together in prayer, yes, that's how we're fighting. In order to be we, first of all. And for the truth to live in us, we're fighting for the truth.
For the intention, for this tendency to connect and not to be indifferent, not to rest on our chairs.
Amen.
Amen. We'll enter the lesson together and let's keep this prayer.